listening to WCNO Palm City. My
word is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that was slain. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank God that we can be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we see Matthew, a Jewish disciple, wrote to a Jewish audience, but these words are also for us during this season. And we see we are in Matthew 24, and Jesus was telling us of what will happen in the last days and the signs of his coming. So let us take heed, listen to what the word of God is saying, and take heed and be ready for him, for he is coming, and his coming is near. So last time we stopped in verse 13 of Matthew 24, but the word of God says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And what the word is saying, he who endures to the end of the testing shall be rescued or shall be delivered. So we have to understand this truth. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Let us endure to the end of our trials. Let us not, people of God, skip the trial, because we, the word of God, promised that if we endure to the end, we shall be saved. So we want to be people who endures, because the spirit of endurance is upon us. God has given us, people of God, that's a fruit of the spirit producing us endurance. So we as God's people must know that we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to give us that spirit of endurance so we can endure to the end and be rescued. So we are going to pray and go into verse 14 of Matthew 24. So let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing in this season. Thank you that it's a beautiful season. Thank you that you are doing a new thing. Help us to perceive it, O God, and to walk in it. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus for revelation knowledge for your people. O God, enlighten us, O God. May your spirit of wisdom and revelation in who you are, O God, be upon each and every one of us, O God, that we will walk, O God, Almighty Lord God, in godly wisdom. We will walk, O God, as those that are enlightened by your word. We pray today in the name of Jesus, O God, we will not stumble on the journey, for your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you again for who you are and what you are doing in this season. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and for your peace. And we thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, for your people who take the time out to listen. We pray, O God, they will not just be listeners, but they will practice what you say and walk in truth and holiness. Lord, we look to you. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. So we come, O God, completely dependent upon you this evening. And we thank you again for your word and for illuminating your word to your people. As we look to you and give you thanks, thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit, that you will guide us into all truth. So we bless and honor and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. So we continue in verse 14 of Matthew 24. The word of God says, and Jesus continues to speak. Remember, his disciple had come to him privately to ask, show us the signs of your coming. And the word of God said, Jesus said, and this gospel in verse 14 of Matthew 24, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The gospel has to be preached, people of God, in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. We will have to understand that every area on this earth will hear the good news before the end comes. And people of God, we have to understand, even now, with all the internet and the social media and all, the whole world is connected now through the internet. So we see, people of God, many of these places, they will not have people going there in person, but they will hear the word people somewhere, somehow, social media and the internet, wherever the word of God will be proclaimed. And that word that they hear, people of God, will be used to judge them. So we have to understand this truth. Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom must be preached and will be preached in all the world. So we have to understand that the gospel is of the kingdom. The good news is of the kingdom. The kingdom of God has come. Jesus Christ has come. The kingdom has come. Jesus Christ came to earth. So the king has come to earth and has set up a spiritual kingdom right here on earth. So the gospel of the kingdom that Christ has come, Christ came, the Son of God came, laid down his life for us, rose again from the dead, ascended on high, and sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever lived to make intercession for us. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world, Jesus says, as a witness. This will be a witness. This is what will be the witness in the last days, people of God. This, the word that is spoken to you and you did not do anything about it, that word will be used as a witness against you. We have to understand the truth, people of God. We have to understand the truth of God's word. Turn to John 12, verse 48. John 12, verse 48. The word of God says, he who rejects me and does not receive my word. He who rejects me, Jesus said, and does not accept or receive my words, has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last days. We have to understand this truth. The word that goes out to all the nation will judge them in the last days. They heard the word but did not accept the truth of God's word. They did not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They did not accept him as the way, the truth, and the life. They did not accept him as the only way to God the Father. The gospel of the kingdom, the good news of Jesus Christ must be preached, will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. People of God, when the end comes, and those who hear those words, those who hear the good news of Jesus Christ but did not accept it, will be judged by the word they hear. The word of God will be used to judge the people who hear the word and did not respond to it. So we have to understand, people of God, the gospel must be preached in all the world, in among all the nations, as a witness. The gospel is the witness. The word came to you. What did you do with the word? The word came to you. How did you respond to the word? So we have to understand what Jesus is saying to us in this season. Look at verse 15 of Matthew 24. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Jesus said, whoever reads, let him understand. So in the last days, we're going to see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet. So we are going to turn to Daniel 9 and 27 and see what Daniel says about the last days. So we see, people of God, there will be abomination among God's people, abomination of desolation. The temple, people of God, the third temple will be built. And there will be great desolation because God's people, the children of Israel, will be deceived by the Antichrist. He will come with all these lying words and beautiful words and charming, and they will think that he is of God and he will deceive many. Well, look at what Daniel said in Daniel 9:27. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. And that's what 1 week there means, 1 year. Then he will confirm, speaking of the Antichrist, a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of this week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. So there won't be no more sacrifice and offering going on in the temple. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate. He's going to make desolate, empty, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. So even until the consummation of everything here on this earth, there is coming this lawless man who will desolate and bring abominable things in the temple of the Lord. Look on Daniel 12, verse 11. Daniel 12, verse 11 tells us, and from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. 1,290 days, approximately 3.5 years, people of God. And we see the tribulation period will be 7 years, but that 3.5 years Many will think it's peace and safety. Many will think that it is peace and safety, but sudden destruction will come upon them. And that's what Daniel spoke about here. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days, the word of God tells us. So we have to understand what the word of God is saying. Jesus said, whoever reads, let him understand. So we must understand what Jesus was saying, and we must understand the prophecies of the end time. We must understand, people of God, so that when these things come, we will not be alarmed. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 24. Jesus was speaking now of the time of the tribulation. Jesus was speaking of the time of the tribulation. Look on verse 16. Then let those who are in Judah flee to the mountain. Those who are in Judah, run for your life. Flee, because of what will be happening on the earth then. Great tribulation will be upon the earth. Let those that are in Judah flee to the mountain. Let him who is on the housetop not go down. That's the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. That's the great tribulation. The first 3.5 was tribulation. But the great tribulation, people of God, that people will not be able to bear, will be coming in that last 3.5 years before Christ comes back to rule and reign on this earth. But the word tells us, let those who are in Judah flee to the mountain. That's what Jesus was saying. Run for your life, those who are in Judah. Let those who are on the housetop not go down to take anything out of the house. Wherever you are, stay put because of the great tribulation. Wherever you are might be a safer place than if you go elsewhere, you might be killed. So wherever you are, Jesus was literally saying, stay there. Look at verse 18. The word of God says, and let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Don't even go back to your house to get the clothes. Stay where you are. Hide. Great tribulation upon the earth. Look at verse 19 of Matthew 24. The word of God said, but woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days of the tribulation. People of God, Jesus said, woe, distress, great distress will come upon those who are pregnant and with young babies in the time of that great tribulation. It won't be easy for them. It will be terrible days, people of God. Days that no one has ever seen before. Calamities will be upon God's people. But Jesus said, but woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Distressing times for them. But look at the word of God says in verse 20. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Pray that your flight, with the time when you're running away, it may not be in winter. It will be cold. Winter time, cold, or on the Sabbath. You won't be guilty that you're breaking your Sabbath. Because you see the Jewish people, they stay put on the Sabbath. They don't want to be saying they're doing any work. So make sure we pray, Jesus said, and pray that your flight may not be in winter. It will not be in the cold season or on the Sabbath, where you might be going around feeling guilty that you have broken the Sabbath. Look at verse 21 of Matthew 24. For there will be great tribulation, Jesus said. There will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be, no, nor ever shall be. There will be that great tribulation, great trials, great persecution coming up, and the world has never seen anything like this before. And that's the last 3.5 years, people of God. The last 3.5 years of the tribulation, that's the great tribulation. The first 3.5 years, people of God, is what Daniel spoke about. The abomination of desolation, when the temple, people of God, will be built and the Antichrist will go in and desolate that temple, bring abominable things into that temple, people of God. And the Jewish people will find out that this man was not real. That's when they will find out that he is the Antichrist. But the word of God tells us that we have never seen anything like this before. This is a great tribulation, Jesus said. such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor yet ever shall be. No one will ever see anything like this again. It has never happened before, will never happen again. This is the worst time that has come upon earth. Look at verse 22, people of God, of Matthew 24. Verse 22 of Matthew 24, the word of God says, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. But for the elect's sake, which elect? We have to understand that there are people who are elected from the different tribes, from the 12 tribes of Israel. God has elected them to be partakers of his salvation. So we see, not if the days weren't shortened, how even the elect couldn't bear it. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Let us turn to Revelation 7 and see what God promised for the people of Israel in Revelation 7. After these things, I saw four angels, Revelation 7. I'm reading all of the chapter, Revelation chapter 7. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God. This was in the great tribulation, people of God. Till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. So God's people were sealed. Till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So we have to understand the 144,000 are of the tribe of Israel. They were sealed to be God's evangelists here on earth. They were sealed to go forth with the good news of salvation. Look at verse 5. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. The word of God tells us, after these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works. Standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So people of God, we see here and we understand that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. That's how terrible it's going to be in the great tribulation. But for the elect's sake, the chosen, those that God has sealed from his people Israel, he chose them, people of God. They are the elects. And because of that, people of God, for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened for the elect's sake. So Jesus continued to speak of what will happen in the great tribulation. Then, verse 23 of Matthew 24, then if anyone says to you, look here, is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. If anyone says to you, look here, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe them. That's what Jesus was saying. Don't believe them. They are here to deceive. Remember the first thing that Jesus said in Matthew 24 to the disciple. He said, let no man deceive you. So deception will be all around, people of God. Many will be coming from far and wide to deceive God's people. So we have to be very careful that when they come and say, here is Christ, or there is Christ, Jesus said, don't believe them. Don't believe them. They are here to deceive. So we have to understand God's word and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal his word to us so we can understand the truth of God's word and that we can walk in revelation knowledge. God's people are perishing because of lack of knowledge. Look at verse 24 of Matthew 24 as Jesus continued to speak. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive. If possible, even the elect would be deceived. So we see in those days of the great tribulation, there will rise up false Christs and false prophets showing great signs and wonders, and they're doing this to deceive people. And if we're going around looking for signs and wonders, people of God, many will be deceived, because what happened? The devil himself can create signs and wonders. We have to understand that. The word of God tells us that. Jesus said, they are false. They are coming with great signs and wonders to deceive you. If possible, even the elect would be deceived. So we have to understand the word of God. Let us turn to 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and 10. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and 10. The word of God tells us, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders. So people of God, this is what the Lord was talking about. There will be coming from the Antichrist, coming, working in the power of Satan, according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. They will deceive those who refuse to accept Jesus Christ. So they will come, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not what? They did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. So because they did not receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they did not receive the truth of the word, people of God, they will be deceived. They will be deceived by the Antichrist. They will be deceived by the lawless one, coming, working signs and wonders. If possible, even the elect would be deceived, but that it's not possible for the elect to be deceived. They were already sealed. So we have to understand, people of God, what will happen in the last days. So we have to hold on to God's word and know the coming of the Lord is near, knowing that whatever we do, let us do it as unto the Lord. Not unto ourselves, not unto others, but as unto the Lord. Let us walk in righteousness and truth. For false Christs and false prophets will rise, and great signs and wonders will be shown here on earth. But it's here to deceive many. The signs and wonders are coming to deceive. And people of God, we have to wake up. Wake up and understand that it's not every sign and wonders that we see is of Christ. Some are false prophets, performing satanic signs and wonders. And we, who do not have the truth in us, will be deceived. People of God, we have to understand this truth and know and understand that is not everyone who come and say that their prophets are true prophets. They are false prophets. Jesus said, by their fruit, you shall know them. By their actions, their attitudes, their habits, the characteristics that they are displaying, we shall know them. And people of God, if we know them, stay away from them. From such, turn away, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of the Holy Ghost, denying the power of the Spirit. From such, turn away from the deceivers. God is calling the church of God to be wise. Wise as serpent, harmless as dove. We have to be wise. We are sent out, people of God, as sheep among wolves. Look at verse 25 in Matthew 24. See, I have told you beforehand. So Jesus foretold all that will happen in the great tribulation. Jesus said, I have told you beforehand. I'm telling you what is going to happen. Look at verse 26. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he's in the inner room, do not believe it. They will say, yes, Jesus is over there. Jesus is here. Jesus is there. Don't go. Don't do what they say. They are here to deceive. So we must know the deceivers, people of God. We must know them by their fruit. And let us not be deceived in these evil days, but let us ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to be our guide, to be our teacher, to be the one who continuously stand by us and help us even in these trying times. Look at verse 27 of Matthew 24. For as the lightning come from the east and flash to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the lightning come from the east and flash to the west, and people of God, the lightning comes so fast, we can't even fathom how fast this lightning is flashing. And as fast as this lightning flash from the east and flash to the west, so will the Son of Man, the coming of the Son of Man be. People of God, when we think not, Jesus will come. When we think not, he will come. He will come as a thief in the night. He will come suddenly. Behold, I come quickly, he said, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. He's coming quickly. He's coming suddenly. Let us be prepared. Let us be ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you here this evening. We will stop here, and we pray that you will continue to read God's word. You'll continue to ponder on what the Lord is saying to us in this season. And we will not be taken unaware, but we will be prepared and ready to meet our bridegroom, Jesus Christ, when he comes. God bless you here. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you, O God, for this season. We thank you, O God, that you have already prepared us through your word, O God, and tell us, O God Almighty, of what to expect, O God Almighty, before you come. So we pray, O God, as we read your word, as we ponder on your word, we will not take it lightly, but we will prepare our hearts to meet you. Have your way in us, Holy Ghost. Change us from the inside out and make us more like Jesus each day. Lord, we thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people. And we pray as this word go forth, O God, hearts will be changed. Many will cry out, Jesus, save me. O God, for your word tells us that the word that they hear will be used to judge them at your coming. I pray, O God Almighty, those who are hearing these words this evening will make up in their minds to follow you. Lord, we thank you again for souls that will come home to you. Thank you, O God, for strengthening your people on the journey as we look to you and by faith and give thanks. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen. Blessings to all. God bless you all. Amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible teaching ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477.